This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As far as information is concerned, another good day hour. This is a good day program called the American Family Farmer to enlist your help. The well-being of the American Family Farmer means that the well-being of the food supply in our country is highlighted. There are a lot of problems for American Family Farmers, and I decided a couple of years ago to do this program in addition to the other broadcasting efforts that I have. This is a labor of love, not that the other broadcasting efforts are not a labor of love for me, but I just find because I've been on the farm all my life and the broadcasting that I've done with my vocation all of my adult life, putting them together to try to figure out how I can help those people who are like me, and maybe some of them aren't like me. My background is on dairy and has been one that has been extraordinarily fulfilling for me through my life. I love the animals. I love to protect them. I love what they do. I love the truth that they present. And so that colors some of the things that I talk about on the air. I object a lot to the influence of big government and big ag into what is a fabulous tradition, and I don't want to lose it, frankly. So this program is for those who are the family farmers, the family businesses that are supported by and worked over by farmers, and then the locavores, the people who use our products, people who are interested in healthy, good food, interested in what goes on the farm. So with that as a backdrop, I introduce to you a lady who is working to try to, this is a very passionate thing with me as well, try to have America and the farm life and its farmers the focus of people in Hollywood. Because there are a lot of misinformed Hollywooders, if that's a word, that are hurting the American farm and the American farmer. A lot of people just don't get it. So that's why Julie Kelly is here, who has a website, the NowYou'reCooking.net website, and GeneticLiteracyProject.org. Julie, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about you. What are you? You're a food writer and a blogger as well. Why did you get passionate about this, trying to inform people about what's going on the farm, and then lately more specifically the kinds of things that are or aren't being done by some of the people who get a lot of attention?
Well, I call myself an accidental activist. I live outside of Chicago, and my background is actually in politics and policy and communication. And so I took many years off to be a full-time stay-at-home mom, got back into politics, and then decided I would start teaching cooking classes out of my home. And so that kind of brought me to this convergence of food policy and politics. And I saw what the food movement was doing, who I call the culinary elite. This would be the coastal food writers, organic executives, celebrity chefs. So I just started writing.
We dig into coastal elite means you're referencing, I'm guessing, to the East Coast and the West Coast, and that's the the bread on the sandwich, the meat of the sandwich in the middle of the country, and the breads on either coast. Is that what you're suggesting?
Exactly, right, yeah. Right. That's okay. That's a good analogy, good way to put it. And so I just started writing about it and getting published in different publications and websites. I write a lot for National Review online. People can find most of my articles there. And I just started speaking out because I saw a lot of misinformation, a lot of fear-mongering coming from this food movement, particularly against American farmers and agriculture in general, and then genetically engineered crops specifically. So that's how I kind of fell into all of this advocacy.
It's a pretty disgusting reality when you get right down to it, how people are duped. I see all the time things from various folks I know that there's a PR firm that is actually headed by a fellow that I know quite well. I considered a friend who was an operative in the Clinton administration who now is doing PR for Monsanto and some of that ilk. And he comes out every day with a newsletter and tries to debunk some of the things that you and I are passionate about in the interests of Big Ag and Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and, you know, that the ADMs of the world, which really, they clutter our minds. And you know, it's the old business about if you say something often enough, people are going to believe it. There are plenty of examples of that, whether it's in writing or television, radio. You know, people use what positions they have and repeat things that aren't true necessarily, but it sounds credible, and more you hear it, oh, yeah, I guess that must be true, that you know, really GMO foods are not really that bad for you, and they're going to produce more, and so the farmers won't have to work as hard, and, you know, all of that nonsense. And some of it, I think, if I'm interpreting what you're saying correctly, comes from these very popular food shows. I just had Allison Sweeney on my regular program, who's the television host, very well known, being she was in a soap opera for a long time and did The Biggest Loser, and now is on the Food News Network doing a lot of cooking shows and acting and other things. But the point is that when you think about her or Rachel Ray or some of these other, I mean, the nonsensical, I don't even begin to understand how these food shows have gotten this popular, but they are fabulously. And I never thought about it until you just said it, how the culinary elitists who are doing these programs are basically misinforming people. Because if you look at the sponsors, and this is always it, and I wonder if sometimes you get into trouble if you're doing writing for the Wall Street Journal or National Review or whatever, their advertisers sometimes get in the way of being able to tell the whole story. And I know that's what happens on these food programs. They're supporting the sponsors. And isn't that what makes this a mess?
I'm not so sure that's at the heart of what's going on. I just think that they're celebrities and they want to go along with whatever the popular theme of the time is. And, you know, this anti-GMO movement is born out of, well, particularly the political left. And, you know, that's mostly their political philosophy. And so they are going along with, and very ignorantly, going along with whatever the narrative of the day is. They certainly don't want to challenge their friends, their other celebrity friends, who are talking about subjects like biotechnology that they know nothing about. They want to go along with the crowd. That's how they operate. So that's where a lot of this is coming from. And when I challenge them, and here's a frustrating thing, and this is how I think I've kind of, emerged as a leading voice defending American agriculture and challenging the celebrity culture, is because very few people will do it. They're intimidated by celebrities. They're intimidated by the organic executives. They don't want to mix it up with them. And I do, because I don't like when people are propagating lies and misleading consumers and denigrating American farmers. I think the industry and agricultural communities, or organizations, I should say, have also done a bad job defending themselves. And so that's where I kind of stepped in. But I'll tell you, when you push back a little bit, boy, they fold, or they'll block you on Twitter. They just don't know enough to debate you in any sense. So it just goes to prove their ignorance and how ill-informed they are. Because the second that you push back a little bit, they run away, or they call you some names, and then they won't deal with you anymore.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics there and to see which side of the fence we all come down on. NowYou'reCooking.net. I'm on that website now. You're helping people to learn how to cook well with products that are produced on American farms. I think that's part of all of this. So let's keep dealing. Julie Kelly is here, The program that I'm doing focuses on food and how it is. There's a whole procurement process. A lot of people don't know. You know, some of the young kids around today say, "Where's milk come from?" It comes from the store, and you get that with whether it's tomatoes or carrots or whatever it is. And I want to tell you that there's a freshness, there's a flavor, there's a healthiness to a product that comes from a company, from an agricultural company that understands how to grow tomatoes better than almost anybody else. Tasty Lee tomatoes, certified by the American Heart Association, is heart healthy. Tasty Lee tomatoes are available. You can get them in your local grocery store if you ask for them by name, but you can also order them online at tasty-lee.com. So visit tasty-lee.com for the best tomatoes. The supply is loaded with lycopene, which is a powerful antioxidant, and they taste sweet and tangy. They'll last a long time. Check about delivery or at the store where you can find Tasty with an I, Tasty Lee tomatoes, something you haven't probably thought much about. A tomato is a tomato? No, not true. These taste like they just came from the garden. Tasty Lee tomatoes, tasty with an I, -lee.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Julie Kelly is here, focused on misinformation that some folks are passing along. So what do you think? Let's take a minute here before we have to pause again. What's a perfect example of misinformation, the kinds of things that you're talking about, misconceptions about science and cropping and that sort of thing?
I think one of the biggest issues is pesticides. This idea that genetically modified ingredients or genetically engineered crops are just doused with herbicides and pesticides and they end up in your food. On the flip side, I think the misconception that organic farming does not use any kind of pesticides is a huge misconception and drives a lot of consumers to buy organic. Of course, it does use lots of different farm inputs, but just because they're so-called natural and not synthetic, they're still used on organic farming. Some of them can even be more dangerous and toxic than the synthetic farm input. So I think that the pesticide issue is a huge one.
All right,
one.
So let's talk about that because you and I may disagree, and that might be interesting to hear the pluses and minuses here. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to bad.
23 and change after the hour, the American Family Farmer here to explore things that are questionable, things that are problems that need to be addressed. I'm not a fan. I know that some of the things that you have written about, like Gwyneth Paltrow as a celebrity mom questioning the safety of genetically engineered foods, Mark Ruffalo, well-known actor, talking about biotechnology solutions beyond food. I'm interested to know more about your feelings with regard to, I think the organic label has been, as usual, washed and watered down by the government's involvement in, you know, what is organic and what isn't. There are some misconceptions, I think. But as a farmer, I'll tell you what I do, and then you can maybe tell me what you think about what I do on my farm. Over the years, have sold raw milk, very highly scrutinized here. Most of the schools that most of the health inspectors come from some of these schools that don't understand what raw milk is all about and how there are two kinds of raw milk, the kind that is supposed to be processed in the time and the type that is saleable to the public out of the farm. But the things that I do, I don't use pesticides. I don't use any chemicals. I have a lot of manure from my animals, and I use stuff from other animals to fertilize my fields. I make a choice not to use. I don't know that I think when I grew up around, there are some commercial fertilizers that have been used over the years, and they've been okay. I don't know that I want to have. I find that in my own experience, Julie, when I use fertilizers to grow things, it means that the product that I'm growing may be healthier or stronger or better, but the land that I'm using is having more extracted out of it because we're not putting anything back into the land. And so that's, you know, kind of my philosophy. I don't like and I stay away from genetically modified foods just because I don't feel comfortable with them. You might say I'm an ignorant so-and-so. I don't think you'd say that because you're a lady, but I think you would think I was misinformed.
No, I would still say it.
You'd still say what?
I'm not that much of a lady, no.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't say it to you because you're a gracious host.
Well, but I believe that there are a lot of things that are wrong. I think that we're always talking about, you know, what do we need to do? I've seen the bee population go down, and I can't figure out any other way that it's gone down other than to be affected by the stuff that's put on the corn stalks, the sprays that are used. I certainly wouldn't use some of these pesticides. I think breathing them in, I've seen people on farms get very sick from using some of the stuff. So if they're getting sick from using it, what's it doing to the food that we're producing? So go ahead, you can take
well,
it
you can
there.
Also get you can also get sick from manure. Obviously manure is highly toxic. I don't agree with that at all.
I don't think manure is highly toxic. I think that there are these people that say methane gas is bad for the atmosphere, environment, and full of nonsense. I don't buy that for a second.
So animal waste is not toxic.
No, animal waste is good for the soil. The microbes that come out of the back end of my cows that go into the soil are extraordinarily healthy and helpful for the soil.
What do you have to do to process the manure? You don't
process it.
You have to. Right.
What do you mean process it? I put it.
You just put
in a manure spreader and I bring it down to the field and spread it. Or it's in the pastures where the cows are.
The soil.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You put it raw into the soil.
And plow it in. Yes, that's exactly what I do. Yep.
And what do you grow, though? I'm not familiar with what you grow.
I grow sweet corn, cattle corn, squash, all kinds of vegetables that are sold in several different farms in the area. So hold on to this thought for a second. This is a good line of questioning. We'll learn from it. We have to pause, though. It's 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Almost every minute of every day, poison control centers receive a call because a child accidentally got into medicine. A new report released today by Safe Kids Worldwide about safe medicine storage explores why parents' knowledge isn't always turning into action. While 9 in 10 parents say they know how to store all medicines out of sight and up high after every use, nearly 7 in 10 admit they aren't always doing it. Safe Kids Worldwide is helping parents understand why keeping medicine out of sight and reach is so important to protect children from accidental poisonings. Medical Director of Mobile Health Programs at Children's National Health System, Dr. Marcy White.
Parents sometimes think it's okay to keep medicine handy, but it has to be kept up and away, out of reach and sight after every use. If you store it safely every time, you'll form a safe habit and help to ensure your child's safety.
Safe Kids encourages families to be diligent every day about keeping medicine up and away and out of sight of children. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yeah, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. This week our conversation is with Julie Kelly, who is a blogger. There's a website, geneticliteracyproject.org, in which she takes on some of the elitists who believe that genetically engineered foods are unhealthy, GMO foods are not good. And so we're discussing that, and we're in the middle of me talking about what I do on my farm to dispose of the manure that is in the feedlot. I have a pasture, an open pasture farm, Julie, where all the cows are on pasture all the time. Obviously, this time of year, they aren't able to eat anything other than what we produce for them during the year, hay and silage and corn and that sort of thing. I use non-pollinated, open pollinated, rather, corn. That doesn't come from a company controlled by Monsanto. I just don't, you know what really bothers me about this, and then I want you to ask me some more questions if you want about what I'm doing. I don't like to be told that I have to do anything. And with Monsanto and that ilk that are controlling so much of the food of the supply of seeds, they tell you, you have to do this and you have to do that. I have a farmer friend of mine that was put out of business in a suit that, Monsanto brought against him for supposedly illegally using the seeds, and it was a mess. So
what was the suit about?
the suit was about supposedly the Monsanto. I'm trying to remember because it was 3 or 4 years ago. Monsanto, and there was a field of corn that was from a Monsanto seed company across the way from a field that he had planted with open pollinated corn. And as you know, in the wind and stuff, some of the stuff crosses, it gets cross-pollinated. And somehow or other, somebody came around and inspected the corn and found this guy was using the seeds, and there was some they did some DNA testing of his corn, and it showed some of the stuff in it from the Monsanto corn, and it just became, it was almost ludicrous, and it got a lot of people around here really very angry about the
what
process.
What town was it in?
It was in Western Massachusetts somewhere. I don't remember. It's been 3 or 4 years. But there have been other instances like that around the country.
That sounds like sketchy details. So,
well, it is sketchy because I don't remember. I'm off the top of my head. I'm remembering something that happened. So, anyway, I find that it's a personal choice with people. And I think that a lot of times what I have felt like is I've been bullied by people that feel that because I may have a point of view on something that isn't what they agree with, and I know that the other side feels like they're being bullied by the likes of Gwyneth Paltrow or Ruffalo or whoever it is. I don't have much use for them, but I know in my own experience as a farmer and on the farm that I do have strong feelings based on my experience. So you were asking me about, you seem to take exception to what I was doing with the manure that came from my cows, and I don't think we finished that conversation.
No, not at all.
No, okay.
Not at all. I have respect for farmers however they want to grow food, whether you're growing it for your family, you're growing it for the farmer's market, or you're a big commodity farmer and you're growing grains to ship around the world. I have huge respect for anyone who chooses that lifestyle. So I'm not criticizing it. I was legitimately questioning it. But I think the flip side for you to insinuate that farmers who choose to use Monsanto seeds are somehow controlled by that company, that's a popular myth. I think the lawsuit that you're talking about, I'd like to hear more details. You said you know the person, but I'd like to hear more about it because that's also a popular myth. I've been to Monsanto twice at my own expense to see what happens there. When you spend upwards of $100 million. Now, let's not pretend this is just a seed. This is a technology. When you spend upwards of $100 million as a company, go through huge regulatory hurdles that you have to pay for also at the federal level, and it takes 10 to 12 years before you get approval of it. Many products don't. You need to get that money back. Okay, when you go buy an iPhone or you buy another technology, there are certain limitations to your use of it. Same thing with Monsanto or Syngenta or DuPont or whoever else makes these seeds. So there's a great deal of time and money invested in this technology. And so they need to recoup their money before it goes off patent. So there's nothing wrong if you're a farmer and you choose to spend more on a genetically engineered seed for whatever reason, and there are many reasons why, good reasons why farmers do it, then you are paying the company back for what they've invested in that. And so not any different than if you bought an iPhone, then all of a sudden you think that you really possess that technology. You don't. It belongs to Apple. And so that's the way of the world. And seeds and agriculture are as big of a technology company now as Microsoft or Apple.
Well, I think that you make some points that make a lot of sense. I also find it difficult, though, and so do some of the people who believe, as I do, in open pollinated seed, to find these products because the seed company has been bought up by Monsanto and Dow and some.
Okay, but Monsanto sells all kinds of seeds, including organic seeds.
Yeah, they do, but they still, that's not the point. The point is that the things that you can't get anywhere else that come from the likes of Monsanto make it, and I don't want to spend our time arguing about this. I wanted to have you present your point of view and then
have us
discuss it. Yeah, I know you are, and that's what I want to welcome. I don't want to get into, I'm just telling you that there is, in my mind, in the mind of the people that I farm with in my neck of the woods, that takes exception to the way that Monsanto, and oftentimes they'll say, if we have a conversation about it, look at what's going on in Europe. How do you explain all of the, not you don't have to, because that's not what, but I'm saying to the Monsanto people who are upset that their products are being disavowed, if you will, in most European countries. Why is that? Why are the Europeans so against the use of this kind of seed and these products?
Right. And actually, I'm going on a radio program in the UK later today to debate this very issue, because it's a political, ideological philosophy. First of all, it's an anti-American, anti-corporate ideology that most of the EU shares. And so their environmental groups are very politically active in the EU, more so than here. And so that's what's driving a lot of it. Now, you may not be able to grow genetically engineered crops in the EU, but you certainly import, they import a lot of genetically engineered grains.
Mm-hmm.
They import food that has genetically modified ingredients. So see, they want to have it both ways. They want to kind of cave in to the environmental groups who are opposed to genetically engineered crops because they're very motivated by groups like Greenpeace. And so politically, it's untenable to allow that. By the same token, they're importing loads of genetically engineered grains from the U.S.
Yeah.
For their food products and to feed their animals. So it's a very hypocritical stance. But look, the idea that there's any, even the sweet corn that you're growing has been genetically modified over time. It is not in its raw,
natural state. Stuff that I grow comes from a company called Johnny's Seeds in Maine, and it is hard. You're right. There are hybrids on top of hybrids on top of hybrids on top of hybrids.
Of course.
And it's very hard to get back to the basic yellow ear of corn. That's for sure.
Because it's a grain. Mm-hmm. If you look at the very original early corn, and corn is a grain. Okay, it's not how we see it now. The original version of what was corn is a grain. It looks nothing like what we have now.
The maize doesn't look like what the corn is that we have now. Right, you're right.
Yeah. All food has been genetically modified by farmers and breeders and people a lot smarter than I am who know how to yield certain traits out of certain plants.
What do you
and animals.
What is there about this that you're obviously very turned on by it? How do you get your support? How do you how are you able to produce this website and all the other things that you're doing to help get this message across? How are you able to sustain yourself and get the message across?
I am paid no money by any industry. In fact, this is really activism that costs my family money. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I am in a financial position where I can do it, where I can go to Monsanto on my own, pay for my own trip, pay for my hotel room, even pay for the dinner that I had with other Monsanto people so it wouldn't look like I was bought off. So financially, I'm in a very good position where I can do that. And see, this is what the other side doesn't like. Mm-hmm. Because immediately if you advocate for a certain side, especially if you advocate for Monsanto, and I'm telling you good things that are coming out of a company that I have tremendous respect for, that I also think has tremendous potential to impact our food supply on a global scale that is being unfairly maligned, I'm in a position that I can do it, and no one can call me a shill of industry or being bought off.
Yeah, that's
and
important.
I appreciate
you telling me that. I think that's very important. We'll pause for a moment and get back for a few more minutes with Julie Kelly as we focus on genetically modified foods and what you know and what you don't know. It's 45 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most
comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachutes bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
Julie Kelly is here with us on the American Family Farmer, representing a side or a point of view when it comes to family farms, what farmers are able to do to maximize the value of their land and the product that they're growing. It's just interesting, coincidentally, Julie, I'm reading an article in the Lancaster Farming magazine that I get about a, an article helping farmers understand how they can grow more than 500 bushels of corn per acre, and he focuses on soil fertility, hybrids, the weather, that kind of thing. But he also talks about the attitude of the farmer and what he has, paying in terms of attention to detail, what he has to invest in, how do you get the most out of the land, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting, the fertilizer point of view that he takes here, again, sort of talks to something I roughly vetted a few minutes ago with regard to putting things in the soil or on the soil that will help products grow, but it doesn't put things into the soil to keep the soil healthy. And that's one of the things that he addresses here, because you've got to do both of those things. Anyway, in the moments that we have remaining, I want you to have the final word here. The most important message that you have for us and the people listening to this program is?
I think that genetic engineering and biotechnology holds huge potential and promise, not just for our food supply here, but more importantly for around the world. We have a technology now through genetics where we can fortify staple crops with micronutrients that malnourished kids around the world need. We now have technology, for example, an Arctic apple that switches off the gene that causes the browning and bruising of an apple that could be applied to other fruits and vegetables that will cut down on the enormous food waste that we have in this country. There are so many interesting ways that this technology can be used in a responsible way. You know, like I said, it's heavily tested. I've seen how it's tested. And so I think that people need to have an open mind, not just listen to the fear-mongering on one side, but also open up their minds to this relatively new and somewhat a little bit scary, I guess, when you talk about genetically engineering something, but to really be open-minded about how this could help our food supply and especially help hundreds of millions of children around the world get fortified food that they need.
Julie Kelly, website now, yourcooking.net and geneticliteracyproject.org. Thank you for being here.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Our program aimed at helping, and some people think, the lady just explained, Ms. Kelly, talking about the attitude that I have and others. And I'm not in the elite category. I just happen to have the experience of being a farmer. And my prejudice, if that's what it is aimed at companies that are bullies. And I think that Monsanto is a bully. I think that other big companies like that that try to put people out of business, and I know that Ms. Kelly said that some of those stories weren't true. I know of any number of them. And what I would rather have is people working together. What I object to, in part, is the way the government brings these people in, whether it's a drug company that sends someone to work in the FDA, or if it's somebody at the USDA that came from Monsanto. I don't think those people have any business being there, frankly. And I find that we all have our issues with various thinking. And one of the things that comes out of this is an understanding of what science is. Science is continually disproving itself. What is a scientific fact? How many times do you look back at the history of, for example, vitamin C? There's one study that says vitamin C is bad for you. Another study says vitamin C is good for you. It depends on who pays for the study and how it's worded. And so I don't, or the actual scientific work, who's paying for that? I don't, the problem is, I come from a long line of old Yanks that don't trust or believe a lot of this, because there's so much money involved. It's such big business. The controlling of the food supply in the world is what these three or four companies are trying to do. And I don't like it. It just in my gut, it doesn't seem right to me. Is there a good reason for it. I've had people on this program before tell us that it's much better to have more product because then we'll feed more people. And that's probably true, but what's the quality of the product? And I agree 100% with Ms. Kelly. As far as apples and things are concerned, there's a lot of genetically modified stuff. It isn't the fact that it's genetically modified. It's what sort of is involved in the process of using things like Roundup and how that supports the growing of that particular or all crops. More from me in my commentary in a moment here.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, so let me just finish what my train of thought is. I was looking at a story in one of the ag newspapers about the state of California requiring Monsanto to label their weed killer Roundup as a possible cancer threat. There is and has been for a long time questions and concerns about that. Monsanto sued California, which is the leading agricultural state, saying officials based their decision for carrying the warning on the International Health Organization information. And as Ms. Kelly was pointing out, the people in France and England and Europe don't like Monsanto, but yet they are using the food that comes from farms that are using Monsanto seed, that kind of stuff. I don't think that that makes it better. It just shows that they're hypocrites. And I think that's the problem with a lot of this stuff. There is a huge amount of hypocrisy here on both sides. But we have a problem. The stuff that I object to, I guess to get down the bottom line, is what we're putting into the soil. All of these products, it may not affect the food, and I don't agree that it doesn't, but those who say it doesn't affect the food, what's it doing to the soil? And I did ask Ms. Kelly that a couple of times, and I didn't get an answer to that. It's helping to grow the plant better, but what is it doing to the soil? And she didn't agree with me when it came to the microbes that came out of the back end of my cows that affect the soil in a very positive sense in the photosynthetic process. So it's good to have a point of view, to differ, to have constructive conversation about these sorts of things, and I will consider it important for us to do that in the future. On the American Family Farmer, send your comments to Doug at DougStefan.com, 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.